107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Lots going on at the mall. Joining us in the studios and looking great, I should say, MJ Thompson with Festival Marketplace Shopping Center. And MJ, we'll have the photos on our Facebook page, but looking great this morning. All set for Halloween, I think.
All set.
So let's talk about Find Mr. Scarecrow at the mall.
Yeah, he's made an appearance again this year. He is socially distanced and he does wear his mask, but there is a QR code that is on him. And if you scan the QR code, then you get an entry. We're giving away a $100 prize pack full of goodies for Halloween for kids. Like, it's not edible goodies, but we've got some Halloween books. One of them is like facts about Halloween, like really a whole book of facts about Halloween over the years. And there's some crazy Charlie Brown socks. And
oh, my goodness.
So, you know, it's a fun prize pack. So that's part of it. Now, on Saturday and Sunday when you enter, you're going to get a goodie pack.
Okay.
So you scan the QR code, then show your entry at customer service, and they're going to give you a goodie bag. So there's treats. There's a little card craft for Halloween. There is a coloring page with some crayons in it. And we tried to fill it up so the kids could have some fun.
Oh, and families I know are having fun. I've seen lots of photos online of, you know, taking pictures with Mr. Scarecrow, that sort of thing. So families are having fun with it for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple of notes from people saying that, you know, one, it was her niece that really loved Mr. Scarecrow. He's kind of cute. And I think because he's got a mask on, it doesn't seem to scare the kids.
Interesting.
So, and he's big, like
He's tall.
He's a tall fella. But you'll find him throughout the mall. He's changed positions a couple times, so he'll change again today.
Okay, yeah, you have to find Mr. Scarecrow.
You have
at
to
the
find
mall.
Him. Yeah. He's in a very obvious position every time, but it's lots of
fair
fun.
Fair enough. And again, that wraps up this Sunday, we should say, too.
It does. The entry for the contest for the prize pack is available until Sunday with the QR code, and then we're going to do the draw on Monday.
Okay, there's just been some great contests happening with Festival Marketplace Shopping Center. And we should also, of course, talk about how Festival Marketplace Shopping Center is so connected with the community. And Stratford House of Blessing are going to have an Empty Bowls, a pop-up shop that's kind of coming up, or pop-up location, if you will.
I know, we're really excited about our involvement in the community. And with them coming for part of the season, they're going to locate right by customer service in the former People's Store, right by Sport Check. So it's going to be a great location for them, and we're really looking forward to them doing great. The kettle from the Salvation Army is coming back. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to have Santa's going to visit us this year.
Okay.
So he's going to be coming. We're not going to do the big party the way we normally do, but he will be there Saturdays and Sundays for the season, and there will be photography available too. It'll all be set up so that there's social distancing. It's not going to be the same as it normally is, but we're doing it this year.
We're doing what we can, you know.
Yeah, we're going to do our stroll. We're going to work away. You know, it's Halloween is sort of the kickoff for us for our entire season, and we'll be decorated after November 11th.
Oh, for sure. And again, we should mention down the road, Black Friday deals will be coming.
We're pretty excited. Oh, we're doing a remote.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're very excited about Black Friday. We are going to do, you know, we're going to give away some prizes. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, it's lots of fun. It's happening at Festival Marketplace Shopping Center with MJ again. Find Mr. Scarecrow. It's on now. Have some fun with that, and that wraps up this Halloween. Now, MJ, you strike me as you get into Halloween. I normally do.
I normally have my porches usually done and I give out treats and I dress up. But, you know, last year and this year, I've decided that, you know, I'm going to forego that just because I'm, you know, I don't like doing it by myself. But I'll be back at it next year. And I will be, my house will be the best one on the block.
For sure. MJ Thompson with Festival Marketplace Shopping Center. Thanks again, MJ.
All right. Thank you.